But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard to sleep POWG, but somehow, somewhat.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. We got Rats Off a Ship coming up here shortly. To that. Charles Barkley yesterday weighed in on the Jimmy Butler drama after the NBA action. A fun night of NBA action around the league. And
I would bet he has a problem with what Jimmy's doing.
Well, I think you have a good pulse on Charles Barkley, Leroy. Here was Chuck on Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler has always been the guy who says, if you don't come to practice and play hard, I'm going to call you out. If you don't come to the games and play hard, I'm going to call you out. And now when he's in this position and then he's getting suspended because he feels like he doesn't have the energy to play hard, when that has been his calling card. I remember the first contract that he got.
Not play hard. He just said he doesn't have joy in it.
Oh, no. But first of all, that's total. But joy makes you play hard.
Stop it, man.
This is not the podcast.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't want to hear all that stuff. This is all about money.
Of course it is.
So don't tell me he lost no joy. Hey, all this. Course, he wants a long-term contract.
And the guy said,
don't
no,
give
so
me
but he can say that.
He's good enough to say I deserve a long-term contract.
His joy is gone. You're right.
He's going to make $55 million next year.
Listen, there's a lot of bums making similar.
It's not the point. You have a contract, Shaq. You don't get to say, unless you extend me, I'm just going to quit playing.
He never says he's going to quit playing. Don't do it.
Well, he said he ain't got joy anymore.
Yeah, but
I bet he'd get joy if he gave him 3 more years.
Jimmy Butler quit. You can't even put that in the same.
That's my point. But dude, when you say
can't put
joy,
that in the same quintus.
But my point is.
Man. All right.
Wow. Shaq coming to
he's the. He's right.
Coming to his
he is side. Right.
He's right. Like
it's like you say we can't say it. Like, we saw it. I don't have to say we
saw it. Right. Like, Chuck said, you can't. So what did we see?
Like, you guys
so
really.
So what did we see?
You really
we
believe.
We can't unsee it.
Yeah. You really believe Jimmy Butler was taking one-legged threes and running to the corner because he was just doing his job. He was playing his role. Mm-mm. Nope. Not buying it. Here's a little
bit. I get it. Here's where I am. With this. Since when does not getting your money for 2 years from now have to do with you earning your money now?
Right. 100%.
That's the problem I'm having with this. Like, regardless of how much you hate your situation, regardless of how much you hate the fact you didn't get extended the way you wanted to, you are still making $50 million this year. Shouldn't you have to play for that $50
million? 100%. And it feels to me like if all of this stuff behind the scenes is true, and it seems like this is what it's pointing towards, that he will only go to one team that will extend him and seems to basically be holding out to play until that one team gives him his extension, it kind of feels to me like Jimmy Butler's trying to protect his body. Like, he doesn't want to get hurt, which kind of goes back to that weird OKC game where we saw him have a really nasty ankle twist, and then all of a sudden, nah, man, I was sick. It's like, well, I've followed Jimmy Butler's career enough to know that when he has an ankle twist, he doesn't like coming back until he's fully healthy. And knowing that that can happen a lot with him, is it crazy to think that he doesn't want to jeopardize the idea that he has a potential team on the hook for $60 million for an extra year of $60 million?
That's fine and great. Okay, but you hinder that from happening if you're not playing.
you hinder it from happening in the mind of like normalcy of actually getting trades to move along, because the team then has to suspend you for not trying. But in his mind, he's like, no, just trade me to the team that wants to pay me.
Isn't that?
It's a bad look. I'm not agreeing.
I don't think. At 35, is he being a little unaware of his situation?
Or overly aware?
Right. Because if he says, like, I better not go out there and show that I can't earn this $60 million 2 years from now.
Right. If he goes out there and he gets hurt again, or if he goes out there and isn't quite as good.
But if you here's the problem with that. That you've already clarified what you're about when you say I'm not going out there and play for $50 million and risk injury so I can get $60 million 2 years from now.
Right.
But like when did we, like, can you imagine going into work and saying that? I'm gonna take a bunch of days off now because you guys won't extend me.
Galen, if you want me to finish the rest of the show, I want $60 million. Not now, but 2 years from now.
Sorry you feel that way.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
So, like, that's, I think that's the issue that I'm having with this. I don't have a problem with Jimmy being mad about the Heat not extending him. I'd be irritated too. I'm not going to lie. But I do have a problem if he then decided, well, I'm not going to play this year, because that's not even what he told us.
Right,
because
if, like, in the worst case, if he did, like, let's just say, God forbid, he had a season-ending injury, it's not like Jimmy Butler doesn't have a safety net next year.
He still got $52 million.
Yeah, so it's like,
right.
But now it's kind of like, well, no, I want to make sure that this is maybe the last time people think of me as this guy to get the bag at the end when you know you're not going to be that guy at 37. And the Heat already said no.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get so mad at me when I basically said the same things to you?
I didn't get mad at you. I just disagreed with you. I didn't get mad at you.
But so now you're starting to say maybe even Jimmy feels the way that I...
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it does appear that that's what it is.
Right.
It does appear what that is. That's what,
like,
it is.
I was always under the impression
that he would come in here and play hard all season. And that would either lead to
So was I.
You know? But it seemed to me, this is what I've looked at that last Detroit game where he balled out. Looked amazing. Days off. But he said afterwards, I despise losing. Maybe in that point he has a realization, this season's going nowhere. Maybe that's, I don't know what happened in those days. Goes out there for a few minutes against the Thunder. Ankle. Uh-oh. This could ruin everything. What if I have to be out for a certain amount of time? Nope, I'm sick. Then all of a sudden the trade noise kicks up over the holidays. I don't know, man. It just seems like it lines up a little bit too much for me.
All I have to go by is what Jimmy said and what he's doing.
Which is the opposite.
I don't know.
You want to hear some more Chuck?
Yeah.
Here's Chuck ripping Wash players.
I deserve a better contract. I'm in my going into my last year. I deserve that. If y'all don't want to give me that, y'all can move me. I could look at that and take it for fist on, but saying that you don't have... No, he said he didn't have joy. And I remember this is the same guy who slept in the gym before he got his big contract. I remember those times. Like,
so what's wrong with saying I don't have joy?
Because he don't have to. He just wants money. Just say you want an extension. If that's the truth.
See, and you know what bothers me about this? I don't understand why we as players, we've all been fairly compensated in our career. All of us. The notion that once you're past your prime, they got to keep paying you top dollar. I don't think that's right. They have paid him. He's making $50 million a year. Jimmy's been a hell of a player. He's been making $50 million. The notion that he's
so
on the back.
Player got paid past their prime?
Yeah, they had a contract. But he doesn't have one. And they're not going to pay him.
There you go. Inside the NBA yesterday.
But that's, at this moment, the only thing that Jimmy Butler could have did was prove Pat Riley wrong. And instead, with his actions, he proved Pat Riley right. So more people are going to start siding with Pat Riley, saying, no, if this is what we're going to get, I wouldn't pay him for an extra year. And so how do you know other teams aren't thinking this too?
And it seems like the other thing that's been interesting about this is, well, it seemed what we initially heard, which also doesn't turn out to be true, is, okay, there were other teams that were going to at least roll the dice and say, hey, what can Jimmy do for us this year? But it's not about that. Don't trade for me. What's it about? Right. Get to Phoenix.
Wouldn't it be something if he got to Phoenix and he go, I'm not extending you?
I don't think he's stepping on it. That's what I'm saying, though, Leroy. I don't think he gets to Phoenix. I don't think he's stepping on a court until that extension signed.
So who's going to do that?
I think Phoenix. I think that's why it's such a sticking point.
So when he comes back next Friday, you say he has to start. Now,
I guess.
Let me ask you this question. As a huge Heat fan,
mm-hmm.
based on what you've seen the last couple of games, would you want Jimmy starting if he's just going to
dog it?
Pettiness from not getting a contract for 2 years from now? Because he's shown you that, like, forget what he told. I was all under pressure. Jimmy going to be an all-star. He going to ball out. He going to play a whole bunch of games. Because that's what he made it sound like.
Right.
And now that he's not, when he comes back, if you didn't just throw him into the starting rotation, are you doing a disservice to the fans and the people, the other people on that team?
I just don't think you can sit him. I don't know.
But what do you do?
I think he's got to tell Nico Jovic, you got to promise your boy. Because he's the captain now.
But again, you talk. You haven't answered the question. What do you do?
I think you got to play him. And if you're going to play him, that means start him.
Because
you know what I think? Because here's the thing. If he doesn't play, I guess it leads to another suspension. I think I think that you would be at such a stalemate at that point that you have to play up until the trade deadline, which at that, I guess, would be 3 weeks away. I think you have to.
And do that to the other guys on your team? And do that to
no, but obviously, Leroy, I'm saying, like, if he plays against the Nuggets and dogs it again, then suspend him again. But I'm saying you got to get least. You can't just say, just sit down, don't play. You're here on the bench, but that's it.
And you can't bring him off the bench.
Right.
Well, you could lie and do like you need to recondition and we're going to get him some
minutes. Yeah, we could lie. That's what we could all lie again and say he's sick.
Yeah. No, we could just say we want to get him. We don't want him playing a full game yet. We're going to work him back in.
Good line. If you want rats off a ship, I need 60 Odyssey points. But not now. 2 years from now.
Rats off a ship.
Back after this.